you sit Shiva, the old angel, shouldn't happen. A person sits Shiva, and a guest comes in, somebody comes to me with Menachem Avil, so it's extremely comforting. When you're sitting on the low chair, and there's really a hole, there's a void in your heart, and people come in, people you see often, people you don't see as often, and people start coming in, and it gives a tremendous nechama. You know, when you visit a Beilin, it's not just a big mitzvah. You shouldn't feel like you're doing a mitzvah. You're helping people in a major way. That's when you're Menachem and Ovel. And the roles are very clear. Roles are very distinct. When a person sits Shiva, he understands that the people who are coming in are coming to comfort him. And the ones who come in, they're doing the comforting. And tonight's a very hard night. Because tonight there's nobody coming to comfort. Tonight it's a lot of Avelim. Just a lot of Avelim sitting in a room. And just a few minutes ago, before we started that Davin Marv, and also we have a few guests tonight. I think that the year, there's a few years that we experience. One of the years we experience it revolves around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a year with highlights and achievements, and we daven, we should have kochos and strength to accomplish, to do things with our lives, to have a mission, to have a purpose, and you come full circle to the next Rosh Hashanah, you try to assess and determine how the year went, and then you try to develop goals. What you want in the upcoming year, and you try to find yourself a role, and daven that you should have a role in the Malchus, in Hashem's kingdom. And that's one year that we experience that revolves around Rosh Hashanah. And there's another year, it's multiple years, but one of the other years that we experience, it revolves around Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a cycle of a year. It's not a cycle of accomplishments, of kochos. It's not a cycle of goals and what you want to do. So we had a couple guests come in, a few guests. And I couldn't help but notice a very, very close friend of mine, Donnie, walked in. And I could say, we had a rough year together. I really felt we had a rough year together, me and Donnie. And to come full circle, to sit here together, we all had a rough year, but nobody wants to talk about it, and you shouldn't. Nobody wants to think about it, and you shouldn't. But there's a year that revolves around Tisha B'Av. And I saw Zevi came. Zevi came with his father. And the whole year I had them in my tefillos. I try to have a lot of people in my tefillos. And I had a rough year, and I had them in my tefillos, and we had a rough year together. And I look at the guys in the kolo. I couldn't help, I was sitting here in between when the fast started and Marv. We had a nice amount of time, long few minutes. And I watched guys walk in through the door one at a time. And we had a rough year, some of us. Some of us had a rough year together. And Tisha B'Av is when everything comes full circle. And we say in Tisha B'Av, Malchu Tivche B'Laylo. It's a night of tears. You know, people perceive it's harder today to cry. Because people say, 85 years ago, 85 years ago, there was a reason to cry. Before we had Eretz Yisrael, we were sitting 85, 90, 100 years ago in towns that we didn't belong in countries that wanted no part of us, and we needed no part of them. And we learned our lesson 85 years ago, what they thought about us. But that was a long time ago. That's when we had a reason to cry, to yearn for something. Even 20 years ago, a lot of you, it's before your lifetime. But 20 years ago, you saw people, you saw Jewish people who came back to the place where they belonged. A place that for thousands of years we yearned for, and they came back to that place. And by other Jews, ripped out of their homes, put in trucks, evacuated from their cities, torn down, to be taken back by Oyveinu. But today there's no major reason to cry. The survivors of the Holocaust, when they sat through that Gehenna, the silver lining was that they knew, I heard this from their mouths, they knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that when it was all said and done, that when it will come to an end, they knew that Mashiach Tzidkenu would ride in on a donkey into Majdanek in Auschwitz. And so as they sat there being tortured in the Gehenna, but they had hope, because they knew there was no suffix. They knew this would end with Mashiach riding in and bringing them Yeshua, going on Kanfei Nesharim until the tanks came in. Tanks with Russians and Americans. And they didn't understand. They were so confused. And in 1948, when we crossed the borders, we all knew, Mashiach is just behind the door. We knew it's a matter of minutes. And then a few minutes later, 67, a miraculous victory, and everybody knew it was imminent, the return to Malchus Beis David. And what happened instead? Bombings and rockets, kidnappings. And in your lifetime, and then cycle full circle, October 7th, and such confusion. This is not what we anticipated. This is not what we were told. We were told it'll come at the end of days. You'll get Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be a major push, a mass interest in tshuva to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. We're seeing that. We came back through the gates of Eretz Yisrael. A major movement, a revolution to tshuva, to come back. And we felt we're on the brink. So such confusion that we sit every year in the same cycle. And I look at the real people who I experienced the year with. I said, Donnie, and a lot of you guys in the room, that we experienced the year together, and we come full circle. We're not supposed to be here. Nobody wants to be here. I was walking back from dinner. One of the counselors said to me, "How are you feeling?" I couldn't even, it wasn't appropriate to tell him what was going through my mind. He said, maybe drink. Maybe drink. It's not how I'm feeling, to drink. To drink is the last thing I'm thinking about. To drink. I'm trying to figure out what we're doing here again. I'm trying to figure out how you buy a Kinos every year. And at the end, you put it in Seamus. We're not trying to be cheap. You put Kinos in Seamus. Kinos don't belong on a bookshelf to hold on to next year. Next year, you're gonna use the Kinos again? Kinos belong in Seamus. After it's over, you throw it in the bin. And then we come full circle. Another year riddled with pain, riddled with confusion, trying to figure out, how did we get back here? And there's this bitter feeling, this resentment. It's not easy for me to talk like this, but I'm talking honest. There's a feeling of resentment. And you feel genuinely like it says. Ki mo'us ma'astanu. If you really hate us, you know? If you really hate us, ima'us ma'astanu, that's how you feel about us? But kutzavta aleinu ad mo'od. It's too much. I understand we're not perfect. I understand things could be better. I know we could be doing a lot better than we're doing. So keep, if ma'os ma'astanu, if you're really upset at us, but do me a favor. Kutzavta aleinu ad mo'od. You know why? Why are we sitting in Averis the whole year? Why are we sitting in struggles and challenges? And I got to go year after cycle, thinking about, I had a rough year. I really had a rough year this year. Why do I have to go again and again every year to come back to this point that we despise? Not the fast. There's no reason to think about a fast today. Fast is irrelevant. You're thinking about a fast. You're not there. It's not a fast day today. It's a day where you don't want to eat. It's a day where you don't have an appetite to eat. Because if you had a year, like a year in Golis is supposed to be, this is a very happy place. This camp is an extremely happy place. This kolo is the happiest place. So why do we have to come back to this point year and year again? To land, to sit back down on this low chair, to put ourselves in this low place again and again. We should be done by now. This is supposed to be over. And we ask, Hashem, remember, Mehoy Elonu. Look what we've gone through already. Habitu Re'ez Cherposenu. We could use a little help out here. And you know what? We sit the year again and again, struggling, challenged, Averis, shame and busha and guilt. Because you left us. Now what do you want from us? What do you expect from us? I know we pushed you away. That's what you told us. You told us we pushed you away. We heard it. We know. We had a hard year because we pushed you away. But katzavta aleinu ad mo'od. It's too much. Because there's a prelude to the end that you promised us, uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha, that when we seek you out, umatzasa, you promised us we're going to find you. We pride ourselves today to be a part of this generation who wants it so bad. I don't believe there was another generation like us who craved the connection and pursued it like we do. And that's probably why it hurts so bad. Because so many guys, we cycle in and out. It's Yom V'Layla. Layla is the darkness and Yom we hope for a little light. So we go through this light of day. But we say today, Hashem, today it's going to be a day of Vikashta Misham. I'm going to seek you out. Today I'm going to push. Today I want to be clean. I want to be pure. I want to be with you today. I want you to embrace me. I don't want to have a tough year. I don't want to have a tough day. And you promised me when I do that. You promised me umatzasa. That's why it's so hard. That's why it hurts so bad. Because the whole year, we need to distract ourselves from the desires of Kirvas Elokim, and just enough to make life tolerable. When you hit those spots, when you so badly crave it, and at best, you can just collect a few crumbs, And even those crumbs, only on occasion. The pain is so bad. So we move down. We get her tonight, we move down. Can't even sit like a person. We move down and we sit lower, wondering why this promise that Hashem made to us. He told us, V'heifetz Hashem esem bo'amim, I'm going to spread you among the nations, v'nishartem seim espar. You're going to stay a very small number. Why did you fulfill that? If you fulfill that promise, that you dispersed us among all the nations, and you made sure we'll stay small, after one pogrom, after another inquisition, after all the crusades, one gas chamber after another, you fulfilled your promise. You spread us, there's graveyards everywhere. Everywhere we traveled, more and more graveyards. You fulfilled that promise. But if we cast the Misham as Hashem HaKech HaMatzasa, why wasn't that fulfilled? So we sit here tonight. Nobody ain't Menachem Lo. Nobody to comfort us. Because we're all Avelim. The Shiva house. And there's only Avelim. There's nobody coming to be Menachem of them. Yisoyim imayinu ve'ein av. A Shiva house with nobody to comfort. It's not supposed to be like that. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. A Shiva house with nobody to give a hug. I couldn't help when Donnie walked in. I saw him walk in the door, stand outside. I wanted so badly. I'm restricted over here. You can't greet people. You can't say hello. I wanted so badly to give him a hug. And then he came over to me. I was so happy. And then when I embraced him, it wasn't a greeting. I just wanted to cry. We had such a hard year together. I had such a tough year. We had a tough year together. And then I saw Zevi and his dad. And I'm so thankful they came over. Because I had a tough year with them. And I'm longing to sit on a low chair together with them. Because it was a tough year. It was a really tough year. So these tishes we have on Friday nights. I don't know if you understand how badly. It's something I need so badly, these tishes. And one thing has been going, like everything this summer, so well. So well. There's one thing this summer and every summer I need so badly. I yearn the whole year till we get to the three weeks. Because every year has been a tough year. When the year revolves around Rosh Hashanah and a different year revolves around Purim, those are good years. We have great years. We have incredible, wonderful years with missions accomplished. But then there's another year that we live that revolves around this awful day, this awful, tragic, miserable day. And I yearn, I crave so badly that we come to the summer and I need to have a kid, a pure kid, just an untainted kid who didn't yet, who should never, who didn't yet and hopefully should never experience these tough years that we have. These tough years that we have together. And I need him on our behalf to represent us. And you think it's a, maybe some of you think it's a song. Maybe some of you think it's a nice thing. It's chizuk, it's talent, it's music. And by me, It's a tefillah I wait a whole year to get at this beautiful kid, a pure kid, untainted, without the pain that as you get older, it gets harder because you're connected to more people and it's not anymore your own pain. Your family gets bigger, you see bigger pain. Your friends, your group gets wider and other people's pains become yours. But it doesn't get easier. And so I yearn so badly for this, to find an angel every summer that says on our behalf, because what I feel all year I feel this, that daddy's been gone and I need this kid to sing it for us, that daddy's been gone for so long, and for him I pray, because a whole year I pray that I shouldn't have to look at Aquino's. I shouldn't have a tough year, not by myself, not with my family, and not with my friends. And I can't handle when I experience that kutzaf to Aleinu Admo. You're taking it out on us too hard. And I know why we're not succeeding. We're not succeeding because we keep asking that daddy come home. And even though he gives us glimpses that he's with us, and these occasional strikes of lightning that give us clarity, but we ask, stay with me. We want him to stay with me. Because without it, there's no clarity. We live in a world with no clarity and no direction. And the most painful is so mevayinu. We have no support. We have nobody supporting us. We're a room full of avelim. This is a nightmare. You never envisioned, nobody was meant to ever envision, and for sure not to experience, a room full of avelim, a mass tragedy, that we all sit in a room coming from different families, but we all share one loss, that daddy's been gone. And the worst, we got so used to this. We got so used to being so distant, so far away. We're going to say kinos now, and then we'll sing and encourage everybody who's comfortable and willing to talk, because there's nobody here to comfort us, but we're all availing. We're all in mourning, because the torture that we go through the year, the misery that we experience in our lives, is because he's so far. He's been so far away, and we got used to it. Tonight, we're not going to be used to it. Tonight's where we resist. Ki ma'os ma'astonu. You really don't like us? Kotzavta aleinu ad ma'o. It's too much. It's too much personally. It's too much with the community. It's too much. Too much with the whole cloud. So we're going to be uvikashtem mishom es Hashem elokecha. As he promised us, and he stands by his word. Uvikashtem mishom es Hashem elokecha. And you fulfilled the first half of the promise, that you spread us around and you kept us mesei mispar. You really kept us Misei Mispar. And tonight, we're going to try to force your hand. Because we want you to come home. So we're going to be Vikashtem Misham Hashem Elokecha. And we ask you, please, Umatzasa, let us find you. Please, to let us find you. And please, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you bring us back because we forgot how. We forgot how already. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you bring us back. V'noshuva. And we're all yours. That's where we want to be. We want to be all yours. So we'll start candles. And we'll sing. Because we're all available. So please do it.
Where they know.